be your new open, Money. Welcome back in the zone from Oaklawn. Justin Avery joined by Jeff Money Taylor. It's time to pick some horses here, my friend. Before we get into that, let me pass along condolences to Jeff, who saw his bracket put to death last night.
Like one of those things, you knew what you were looking at from the tip-off. Syracuse defense was just phenomenal. I'm sure you guys have spent a lot of time talking about it this morning, but it is rare indeed that you see a good team defensive effort that to that extent. And then we were talking Indiana couldn't even get a shot off, let alone a good look. So,
yeah
it was a slow and painful death. I'm in black. I'm holding memorial service for my bracket a little bit later this afternoon. So, yeah, it wasn't a very pretty thing to watch if you had Indiana advancing.
We need to have a bracket-burning party. I would be in on that. We spent some time yesterday talking, and there was a feature written up about him earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, Ricardo Santana Jr., the 19-year-old phenom here at Oaklawn this year, who has literally just about run away with it in the jockey race, and two wins yesterday. Just a phenomenal year for the 19-year-old.
It is, and he's been much the topic of conversation, as you might expect, and actually have seen this kid evolve through this race meet, and I know it gets kind of overstated, you got to have the horses, yes, but he's earned those positions now to be on some of the better horses. He's a very economical rider, meaning he doesn't do anything that he doesn't have to. Patient, cerebral enough to always be on the best part of the racetrack, and yes, he has definitely come of age this meet without a doubt.
Well, I mean, he's literally coming of age anyway. I mean, how about that? To be that good and that young, it's Rory McIlroy-ish. It's fun to watch. So
and grounded, and he's a good kid.
Yeah.
You know, let's hope it that success doesn't go into his head like, unfortunately, it does a lot of these young riders when they kind of have the world by the tail. And it is, his maturity is a little bit beyond his years, I feel like, and he'll take it up to the next level, I think.
Where do opportunities come for young people, and when do they come, I guess, would be the question. Because I saw he'd been riding, and I saw his record earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, that he'd been riding for like 5 years. I mean, when do you – How young can you be and have an opportunity to ride in a competitive situation?
Well, here in the States, it's a little bit differently maybe than where he grew up in Panama. He did attend the Lafitte Pinkai Riding School down there. That's been well documented, and that's always been a good proving grounds, if you will, to kind of maybe take it up to the level, meaning he could move on up to North America and ride successfully. But, you know, you have to be a natural lightweight, obviously. That's the number one criterion, but you also have to be athletic enough and have the want to. That's something that really doesn't, I think, get promoted enough. It takes a lot of sacrifice to be a rider, and as 19, he's away from his family. I mean, he has made a lot of sacrifice, and to put all that aside for a minute and a half or 2 minutes, whatever it takes in the afternoon to ride a race and stay focused, especially for a 19-year-old or younger, it's a very challenging thing and something that he's done quite well, obviously.
All right, well, let's get into it today. And, of course, tomorrow on Oaklawn Race Day at 11 o'clock, we'll be breaking down a little bit further the 3-year-old picture. And, again, it's continuing to take shape here. And it looks like maybe the horse that's been the best so far will not be back for the Arkansas Derby, which opens the door there a little bit.
It will, and it's going to be interesting to see what Dwayne Lucas does with Will Take Charge. I'm assuming that's the horse you're referring
right to,
the winner of the Rebel Stakes in quite exciting fashion. It's still undecided whether or not he'll train up to the Kentucky Derby. He certainly has enough points to get in. Or they'll give him another start in the Bluegrass, which is over synthetic, which a little bit of surprising nature perhaps, but Dwayne's going to kind of divide his forces up, as a lot of trainers are. When you've got more than one contender, you don't really want them butting heads. So if Will Take Charge does have another start, it will appear to be in the Bluegrass at Keeneland, the same weekend as our Arkansas Derby.
It's hard to believe that we're already, we're 2 weeks away.
We say this every year. This meet just flies by, probably because it is so enjoyable and racing, to be quite honest, in a lot of jurisdictions have become quite mundane. I know it's not the most exciting of times in the summer down at Louisiana Downs at times, you know, because we don't see the quality and just the dynamic is different down there, longer season, et cetera. But this place is always so exciting, and we've got the best 2 weeks remaining. So I suggest make every opportunity you can to get here and make the most of every race, because they are special.
Before we get into it, I do want to mention, too, we talked about the blanket giveaway tomorrow as part of the infield celebration. And, again, they've done a great job expanding what is already a great experience out there for the whole family. I know they've added some different things, but the infield is definitely going to be open. We've been told it is going to be open tomorrow regardless. So either they're hopeful that the weather will be cooperative, or they're assuming that people will want to chill out there regardless, which I would be totally cool with. It's a good area for the kids to run loose. So if you're going to bring the family, it's definitely a good place to be.
Yeah, and we've noticed it for years, too, similar to the business model that they use so successfully. They have a very, very good weather service that they employ. So I think they may know a little bit more, maybe even the Ned Permy, when it comes to the forecast this weekend. But no racing Sunday, so they can take a little bit of a shot,
right,
maybe, and throw it all on the line tomorrow. But, yeah, rain or shine, the infield will be open. Those blankets are going to be given away, so it should be a lot of fun.
We get the Rainbow Mist today as part of the program, and 10 races in the on the card today, and the Rainbow Mist, a $60,000 purse for 3-year-old Arkansas-bred fillies. So pretty good race for a Friday.
It is. It's unusual other than the week of the final week where we have the racing festival to have stakes action on a Friday. And fittingly enough, this is a good time for the Arkansas breds to shine before we get some imports in and some of the more higher-profile outfits. The Arkansas Breeders Banquet is tonight at the Clarion, so they're going to kind of celebrate this weekend in fine style with a couple of Arkansas bred stakes races, as it should be, because, as I said, this is Arkansas, and we do have Arkansas bred, so give them a little shot at the spotlight.
I have to give myself a jockstrap from yesterday. This is why hunch plays don't work. But the horse I think that I mentioned yesterday finished towards the back, and then we were talking about the Miami horse, which we should have known, I guess. But Miami Ice, it did finish just out of the money in the second race yesterday, but it's been a rough week for that city as the heat streak ends at 27 and then the Hurricanes get blown out last night. So,
yeah,
what would you expect?
It is.
That's why we don't play hunches, right?
Exactly.
That's why we do our research and actually take a little time on
you
this.
You bet with your heart, not your head, as
that's
they
it.
Say.
So,
or something like that. You bet with your head, not your heart. That's the metaphor is better.
My brain and my heart are equally stupid, so it doesn't make much difference for me. But we trust your brain, so what do you have for us today?
Okay, it's a challenging card. I kind of halfway expected an off-race track last night when I first started looking at the card, but so far, so good. The rain continues to hold off. A little shower earlier did nothing more than save a trip around the racetrack for the water truck to keep the dust down a little. So a fast racetrack. We start things off here with the non-winners of two for $10,000 worth of claiming price. Took a little bit of a flyer in here with the two-horse Dynamic Knight, trained by last year's Eclipse Award-winning national trainer Dale Romans. Roman Barn, I think, is going to heat up a little bit the last couple of weeks, and he sends this one out at 7-2 with Malcolm Franklin, another fine young rider on board. 7-2 a square price here. Second start off the layoff. I look for him to improve off that fourth place effort that he had in his return. That's number two, Dynamic Knight in the opener. Second race, also for claimers, this time for $7,500 worth of claiming price. Going to go for an equipment change here. I found my mojo, number six, exactly what Syracuse did defensively last night. They had some mojo working, didn't they? Calvin Burrell takes over the riding chores on I Found My Mojo, and I think that's going to do nothing but help. New claim today, or new trainer off the claim, Lon Wiggins. I think all these factors point to a very, very much improved effort. And at 5-1, I Found My Mojo is a square price indeed. Double numbers, 2 and 6.
If you can't find your mojo, get Calvin Burrell, because he'll definitely help you in that regard.
That gentleman definitely has some mojo working, no doubt. Well, let's move to the aforementioned stakes race on today's program. It is for Arkansas Breds, as Justin mentioned. Fine-looking group here of Rainbow Mist fillies, 3-year-olds, and firing a little bit of an upsetter in here, too, with number 8, Sasha Bai. I think Sasha Bai is coming into a very good effort this afternoon, a nice improving maiden score last time out. Not the toughest of fields, really, to make your debut against winners, since they are Arkansas breds. This horse, I think, has come to hand a little quicker maybe than a couple of these other fillies. Is the now filly, if you will, in here. And at 3-1, another horse that should be decent value. Number 8, Sasha Bai in the featured ninth. We'll go back to the fourth of the afternoon for our Buzz long shot play, if I can get there. Number 6.
We mentioned this, yeah, earlier.
Or number 5, rather.
Mallet is running in this. We were kind of making a joke about how he's this one moves better in the pocket than the namesake.
Yes,
Mallet,
indeed. Well, listen to it. I mean, he made one more cut than I thought he would up there in New England.
So he's done well, I think,
more
for
power
himself.
To him. Yes, yeah. Banking a name for himself. Gets his head on right, and hopefully he'll be an accomplished backup, as they say in the business, before too much longer.
Yeah, this Tom Brady guy is going to wash out soon, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
I say overrated.
He ain't much.
Someday soon, maybe. Not in this lifetime, probably.
Probably not.
All right, let's go back to the fourth race for our Buzz long shot, number 5, Barham. Ridden by Louis Quiñones this afternoon, 8-1 in the morning line. He's reunited with Louis. Louis got a lot of run out of this particular horse, 2, 3, and 4 starts back with all in the money performances. Class dropped down to 7,500 today. And if you're looking for a kicker, maybe in a trifecta or a superfecta, number 5, Barnum in the fourth race, our Buzz long shot.
All right, very good. Well, look forward to being with you tomorrow for Oakland Race Day. Again, we're going to be joined by track announcer Frank Miramonte. I don't know how early he begins to do impressions, but maybe we can get something out of him.
We might coax one. He's gotten kind of gotten the itch. We haven't heard no Rodney in a while or Dwayne Lucas, but Frank is just a very gregarious individual, and we're looking forward to a fun show tomorrow.
Well, I'll be a little more focused, shall we say. Last week was a little bit hectic. We had some technical issues that we had to tackle, and I was on the road. You were on the road here, and It was a little tricky at best, so a little more challenging than we would like, but I will be in the studio tomorrow and have you guys down here, and we look forward to it. But anyway, it should be a fun day, and we'll look at the Florida Derby and the Louisiana Derby tomorrow.
Yes, and we'll definitely see the three-year-old picture start to take shape with those two races. Of course, the Santa Anita Derby coming up, as well as the Bluegrass and our own Arkansas Derby. So things are getting real serious in the three-year-old ranks now.
Could you take a flyer on who you expect to be the morning line favorite on the Arkansas Derby at this point? I know Oxbow is going to be back.
He'll be getting some play in Baffert, even though he had a little setback in the Rebel Stakes with the Super 99. And finishing well back. He's coming with a very talented colt we have mentioned briefly, War Academy. If that colt stays together, I have not seen a better performance by any three-year-old, I don't think, all year long than that allowance score of War Academy a couple of weeks ago out in Santa Anita. Granted, it's different in stakes company, but we'll see if he's the real deal. But I haven't made a futures book, I will say this, in about 5 years, future bet and for the Kentucky Derby, but I did take out a little bit on War Academy at 18-1 last weekend. So if that means anything, I think this colt has got all the talent, and we'll see if he can step up to the plate in the Arkansas Derby.
What happened to the Titletown 5?
Actually, that's something we'll talk about. You'll see him in New Orleans tomorrow.
Okay.
In the Louisiana Derby, one of 14 down there, a wide open and a great betting race there. And to be quite honest, New Orleans has not produced much in the three-year-old noise-making ranks in recent years, but would like nothing for Wayne Lucas to have yet another contender. He was very highly regarded, Titletown 5 was, before finishing second in the Gazebo Stakes, but he could do nothing but move up off that race, now back around two turns, and I think he is going to be something special as well. So we'll be certainly pulling for Wayne and Titletown 5 in the Louisiana Derby tomorrow afternoon.
Very good. Money, appreciate it very much.
Always a pleasure, Justin.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, we are up against a break, it looks like, here. And, again, don't forget, Oaklawn Race Day tomorrow on the Buzz at 11 o'clock. And we look forward to bringing that to you as well. And hopefully it will be as smooth can be. So that'll be good. We're going to take a time out. We will come back in just a moment. Pigskin Preacher's here with me, coming up a little bit later in the show. We've got some entertainment talk. We are also going to visit with a member of Boom Kinetic. They're playing the Rev Room tonight. So if you're looking for something to do this evening on what could be a little bit of an inclement weather evening, good place to pop in. That is tonight at 9 o'clock at the Rev Room. It is Boom Kinetic, one of Arkansas's favorite bands. And for those of you listening in Northwest Arkansas, I'm sure you know all too well about Boom Kinetic also. Take a time out. Be right back. It's 11:48 in the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.